Hi everybody, this is Reed Brown with the May 18th Project 4-4 edition, where we find ourselves about a third of the way through our readings in the book of Proverbs. A benefit to reading through the chronological version of the Bible places the proverb verses according to themes and concepts. Hopefully the compiling of those verses according to its themes will solidify the nuggets of wisdom contained in these precious sayings. Now, from our reading today, the first thing I want you to notice is a warning that is contained in the very beginning of chapter 29, verse 1. In fact, there are specific warnings that I want to focus upon. In verse 1, we are warned that a man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed. And then comes these extremely sobering words, without remedy. There's no going back at that point. The more rebellious we become towards God, the more we ignore His commands, the more rebukes that we refuse to pay attention to, the more stiff-necked we get. That figure of speech, which was very common in Israel, comes from the poor farmer trying to put on a yoke around the neck of oxen that don't want it there. It's a very picturesque expression of rebellion. But when we ignore the rebukes of God, when we don't listen to His warnings, when we don't do what we know we ought to do, finally we become so stubborn and stiff-necked that we invite sudden, final, and irrevocable judgment. That is what it means when it says without remedy. You know, much the same vein, Solomon says again in chapter 10, verse 8, that a chattering fool comes to ruin. Empty words, foolish words, angry words, sinful words can easily bring us to ruin. Many a man and woman have been completely undone, ending in total failure simply because of the words that they have spoken. We must know and we must learn that words are enormously powerful things. Use them carefully. From today's reading in the last chapter of 20, the last verse actually of chapter 20, verse 30, Solomon's view of how to handle public offenders is stated. This is what that verse says. Blows and wounds cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the inmost being. This king, at least, believed in corporal punishment. And since we are talking about corporal punishment, we may as well note now that within the confines of the family, there is also a place for physical punishment, albeit administered with love. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him. Chapter 13, verse 24. We've had quite a few exposures to Solomon's advice with regarding the raising of children in this reading today. Here's more advice for parents, especially with regard to the subject of discipline and correction of children. In verse 15, and then again in verse 17 of chapter 29, we are told, "The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother." Discipline your son, and he will give you peace. He will bring delight to your soul. I don't want to go on record here as advising you to physically beat your children. That certainly is not what Scripture is saying. But an occasional spanking administered carefully and in love, when a child steps out of line, will do more character building in that boy or girl than to break it down. Solomon has told us that we need to correct our children because foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. That is alluding in part to at least the simple fact that children are sinners by nature, and if left up to themselves, they will generally not choose to do the right thing, but they will often choose to do the wrong thing because sin works in children just as it does in adults. This brings to light the doctrine of original sin. And sometimes I've thought that people who have questioned it must never have been parents. Because I'm sure that you have observed, as I have down through the years, that you don't have to teach a child to sin. You don't have to teach a child to be rebellious. You don't have to teach a child to lie. You don't have to teach a child to be selfish. All those things come very naturally because foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from them. I don't believe you need to spank your children once a day, whether they need it or not. But I do believe that the Scripture teaches us quite clearly that a spanking, if it is necessary, firm correction, lovingly administered, is one of the most important components towards shaping the value systems and the life of a young person. If we don't control our children, and if we don't discipline our children, make no mistake, we will not control them. Unfortunately, we and they will be the losers. Now let me close with this last thought from chapter 12 of verse 6 that says, "The speech of the upright rescues them." I think what Solomon is trying to help us see with this thought is that unlike the wicked, who are often tripped up or ensnared by their own lies, the integrity of the righteous is reflected in their words, which often have the effect of rescuing them from difficult situations. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? How they refused to bow down to the great graven image in the plain of Shinar? They stood true to their words and convictions, and God honored them. They were rescued by their words. Take inventory of your words that you've been using lately. Be intentional about using those words that bring life and weed out those ones that cause trouble. Well, this is Reed Brown with the May 18th Project 4-4 edition encouraging you to walk in the way of wisdom.